Is it recording?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. On the On Record podcast, episode 8. Obviously, today's episode has got to be really about the music scene, what's been going on in light of Chip and Stormzy, Megan, Tory, and Tion and Lani.
Yeah.
The main one. But yeah, we'll jump straight into that one. I'm saying probably the biggest one for me is Tory. I was talking to my boy about it. He was saying, in your opinion, yeah, and I'm not even defending Tory here at all, because I don't know. We talked about this like the last time as well, anyway.
About 3 times, I don't know.
22 years, I've heard, if he gets sentenced for it and found guilty, but that's a long time. Do you think he deserves, like, do you think anyone in general, like, if I shot you in the foot today, would you want me in prison for 22 years? Not you, but would you think as a, if you saw someone shoot someone in the foot on the street? I don't think he shot her to kill her personally. That's my personal view. I think he probably shot her. But
that's probably why it's a dip. That's probably why it's, I don't know. Because you get like bare different charges, don't you? You get like first degree, third degree, and second degree.
So it would, I don't know. Like 22 years is a lot. I know in America that's not long for them, because it's not, I mean, you can do life in it. Because life there is like 500 years or something, innit?
Like you can do like, no, I think life is just like, once you die, life, that's done. But you can get like 300 years. So even when you're dead, you're still technically
a prisoner.
But I know you can do like 25 to life for killing someone. So, I mean, 3 years shy of that means it's pretty. But I think that's the maximum. That's probably like, because you know like, I haven't done it, but I know someone that did like jury service, and like it's finished now, but like they had to decide what attempt it was. Like, was it first degree, where like you went out to intend to kill someone? Second degree is like you did something, like you might not intend to kill him that time, but you did something knowing that it could lead to their death. And third degree is like it's just an accident, like you didn't actually plan, like you didn't premeditate to kill someone, but like as a result of your action it did die. So you know like when the police officer died, like in Reading, when he got like dragged behind the car, that was why they got like, they got shorter sentences, because they were like, I think it was like third degree, like they didn't actually intend to go, they didn't like go out that night to kill
him.
How
long did you get for third degree in the UK?
I don't know. Well, they got like 15 years or something.
For third degree.
Yeah. But again, he was a police officer, so I don't know like whether there's like,
yeah, I feel like, because third degree is basically sounding like manslaughter.
Yeah, that's it. Similar, manslaughter.
So I feel like you could probably get like maybe 10 years for it or less. Depending on it, obviously every situation is different.
Then, I don't know, then, yeah, because I don't, yeah, because I suppose technically he didn't,
what if you hit,
he didn't kill Meg, but then I don't think it's only, it's like 22 years in total, because I think he had a legal gun that he wasn't meant to have as well.
Yeah,
and
true.
Then he also shot someone. Yeah, and then Lord knows what else he's done. Do you know what I mean?
Like, so what, I don't know myself, but the, is the situation like they, have they found, what is it? Is it the debris or something of the gun or the shot that they can find?
Oh, like, yeah. So,
obviously, he would have
like the residue.
Now.
Yeah,
he would have ordered that by now anyway.
But then he was arrested that night on that charge, so I guess they would have taken that in for
so
evidence.
So he shot him, her in the foot.
Yeah, or allegedly.
And then she must have proof of, because if he's been charged for it, because if he shot at the floor and it's bounced off and like went somewhere else, she can't really prove anything. So she's obviously got some kind of injury from it.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, she's shown those things, and then she's like alleged that it was him.
But does Tory deserve 22 years for that?
But it's not only, that's
the
thing.
Only that, but does he deserve that long a sentence for what he did? I don't know, because you know what?
That's the thing, they haven't told you, maybe they have. I haven't released all his charges.
So,
it's the other.
Oh, now you know what it is, okay, cool. Like, for me personally, I think my view on this is, if he hadn't released an album, and not then gone and done all these promo shoots and music videos, I might have been a bit like, okay, this is a bit harsh, but you know what? If you're going around denying it, doing albums, etc., and painting Meg out to be a liar and someone that's like, I think you deserve it to, like, not maybe not 22 years, but a lengthy sentence for being, for thinking you can get away with assaulting someone.
But then, say for instance, he was on the charge for, just like Meg's charge, because it obviously was like allegedly shooting her. If, say for instance, that was like 4 years, that's all they were giving him, that might mean the other years come from like other stuff he's done. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's probably not on one charge, he might be on like 3-4 charges, so like that all added up with things.
The gun, the shooting, and then probably something else as well.
Yeah, like if he's done like 4 different things they've arrested him for, like, do you know what I mean? They each come with a different time. He's broken 4 different laws, then I would be like, it's justified. But say, I, for instance, like, if it was just for shooting.
He's been in prison before as well, so it might be something to do with, I'm pretty sure he's been in prison before.
Oh, I don't know.
So I think it might, you know, when you get, if you're already an offender,
yeah,
and then you do something else as well,
yeah,
you probably, you'll get a longer sentence a second time as well. So it's probably something to do with that as well. Now, I'd be not,
I don't know. I don't feel sorry for him. Like, he broke the law. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think I saw, it depends on whether, I think, was it his car or Meg's car that?
I think it was his car.
So it depends if his team that were in the car, because I think the rest of, was it Meg and someone from her team?
Yeah.
And then Tori and someone from his team.
Yeah, it was literally like his bodyguard. So I guess it
depends if. Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Nah, it depends if let me just check something.
Yeah. That's calm. Yeah.
Well, no. What I was saying is, it depends on if this story checks out and basically he, if his someone whoever's on his team, the driver is it, I think it might be the driver or someone else.
Yeah, I think it's security guards.
If they basically lie for him and say his version of events check out, then he'll probably get away with it. But then
that's mad. So, but say for instance, like normally, like I'm sure lawyers wouldn't put you on. They wouldn't put you in that charge unless they have some good evidence for you. Like 9 times out of 10, they're not gonna. Do you know what I mean? There's obviously those rare cases where they're like, like especially someone that can clearly afford like good legal representation. They're not gonna do like the prosecutors aren't gonna be like, cool, let's prosecute him for all these things and not have some like decent information on him.
Yeah. Now this guy is, you know, what it is, yeah. If he, life comes at you fast, you know. What, quarantine radio, yeah? This guy pretty much rebooted his career, like, to the point where it's like, people were fucking with him. I was like, oh, this guy's
Even new people were like, oh, cool.
Who's so I didn't really listen to him like that before. I fucked him a little bit. I was like, okay, some of his songs, as you said, like, features and that, they're okay. Then I was like, well, like, okay, this guy's actually funny. He's getting people on his quarantine radio. Like, it's funny.
Yeah.
So like, and he released an album during that time. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to listen to that. I fucked with it as well.
Yeah.
And as you said, I'm sure he got a lot of new fans. And then he went and did this. And
I've heard that he's had bad anger issues. Anyways, like I always remember that time that he was in London, he was fighting some random, just like stranger for saying something to him. So,
well, guys, finished, man. You know what? Like, if he doesn't go to prison, his career's calm. If he does, then
I mean, like obviously, it's all alleged. So, say for instance, like he keeps saying that. I remember someone saying like Meg's like best friend that was in the car. Apparently has like a similar story to Tory, and then
what is the Tory story? Do you know?
I literally have no idea. That's the thing. Apparently, he said in the thing like, if I actually shot her, do you think I would have like missed no tendons or ligaments or something like that? I don't know. She hasn't said anything, to be fair though. So like, realistically, I'm not gonna lie on the stand in it, because you can go to prison for lying on the stand. So say for instance, they got all these mad information. If you called me in, then I'm just gonna say like, actually, what happened in it, like. That's not snitching. I don't have to say it, but like,
I mean, he shot her regardless of what, why he shot her.
It's all alleged. Apparently, like, he might not have even shot her.
So it was Meg's friend, Meg, one of Tory's team, and
Tory. Yeah, it was four in the car, innit?
And you know what? Let me Google it.
Yeah, I mean, apparently it's all like, obviously you've got to say it's all alleged. It's like technically, I suppose there is nothing saying that it wasn't Meg's friend that shot her.
Yeah,
but I mean.
I highly doubt it, but...
Yeah, I don't really know.
So I want to see, like, who's saying what, but if it loads.
I mean, I can check mine if it's not. But yeah, from what I know, it was, like, Meg, her best friend in the back or
what
something.
What kind of...
Or I think Meg was next to him in the front seat and then the security was in the back or something. I don't really know how it went.
What news outlets would be given more of a scoop? Because I've got, obviously...
TMZ.
TMZ, that's the one. Yeah, because I've got like BBC and Sky News coming up and that, but obviously they're just going to give like the basics.
Yeah, I didn't even know they reported that.
Alright, let's have a look at this.
If you want Messi, it's TMZ, isn't it?
Yeah.
But.
Alright, so the LA County DA's office hit him with one count of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, one count of carrying a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle. The DA also alleges Tory inflicted great bodily injury. If convicted, the rapper faces up to 22 years and 8 months in prison. Prosecutors, they were mulling over a charge of felony assault with a firearm against Tory after Megan said she was shot back in July. he'd been arrested but only charged with possession of a firearm, not for the actual
shooting. Yeah.
Now they're pointing, now prosecutors are pointing the finger at Tory, saying he's the one that actually shot Meg and gave her the foot injury. Let's see what else TMZ said.
I mean, like, obviously, even when, like, until someone's convicted, you know, people sort of, like, say allegedly, I feel like there's a lot of evidence saying it would be him. Like, if I was in that position, I 100% believe Meg over anyone else's thing, because, like, he had a gun. That's what he got arrested on initially.
Yeah.
And she got shot. Like, I mean, obviously, he could have had a gun and she could have got shot beforehand. They could have been driving to the hospital. But, like, you would just say that you wouldn't, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine someone lying on someone that they cast as a friend. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I can see Tory denying it because he doesn't want it.
Now, apparently, this is what TMZ are saying there, but they believe that Tory is going to say that it was an accidental shooting.
But the thing is, yeah, if it was, like, say for instance, he was like showing the gun and like messing around and it discharged, like, I mean.
Yeah, but then would Meg be this angry about it if it did?
I mean, maybe that's why she didn't say anything, because she was like, it was an accident, but now you've gone on and laughed about it and saying, like, it wasn't you. Yeah. Like, do you mean, like, if I had accidentally shot someone, I would probably be like, oh, it was an accident, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, apparently saying that she had her back to the SUV when she was shot in the hill, and that might indicate that she didn't see it with her own eyes, like who actually pulled the trigger, if it was Tory Lanez.
But then I remember seeing her, like, you know, when she posted a picture, it was like on the front of her foot as well. So I don't know, but she might not have seen who did it, but if the gun residue's on you, yeah, it's, like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's threads of people, like, they're gonna probably figure out.
But she had to go, apparently she had to go obviously into the operating room.
Yeah.
To remove the bullets, etc.
Yeah. I mean, like I said a time ago, like if I hadn't done it, I would have the evidence. I'd like, do you know what I mean, I'll do everything to destroy Meg's career. But he
definitely.
Like, he stayed quiet for time and made an album. That's like, I get this way of expressing yourself, but that's not the way you'd express yourself on such a serious like claim. If someone's accused me of shooting them and I haven't shot you, I would just say I haven't shot you. This is what happened.
I'm trying to see what else there is dating back to when it actually happened. I don't really know, to be honest. Like, what I know who I believe anyway, but
yeah.
I don't know why Tory might possibly get away with this if
I don't think he'll get away with it. We think just because he's a celebrity he'll get away with it, but I've seen celebrities go to prison for far less.
It's true, but it's like, not, I don't know, like, I feel like he's the kind of person that would obviously,
I mean, I feel like they'll put him in prison, but do you know, like, America, you can pick certain prisons, like, remember, like, the college scandal lady, she, like, they were like, oh, you have to go to prison a certain, like, amount of time, but you can pick which prison you go to.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, even on Wolf of Wall Street, they were like, oh, I went to prison, but it wasn't actually a prison, like, had tennis courts, do you know what I mean? Like, so even if he goes to prison, he's not going to go to, like, the roughest of prison, do you know what I mean?
Even flipping, you know Specs Gonzalez?
No.
The guy that's, you must know, he's like, you know Filthy Fellas, the YouTube channel, like, Specs.
Oh, wait, yeah, I think I know what you mean. He has, wait, let me just
Google. He's got, like, he always wears glasses, like, big.
Yeah,
big,
I think, ones. You retweeted him or something.
Yeah, him. Basically, he was saying, like, I think he went to, what's it called?
Yeah, I know what
you mean. He was on the Poet and Vooch podcast the other day, and he was saying, like, oh, what prison was it? Thameside. Thameside Prison or something.
Well, it's, you know,
not. He was, it's not even like, he said it when he was there, it wasn't even like a prison. It was like, there was like a 3G pitch to play football on.
Did you have like,
like, nice, it wasn't,
you have
even,
like, open prisons?
I don't think whatever he went prison for was like a serious offence.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I doubt he would have been like in some maximum like
security, like,
or whatever it is, and I don't know, but yeah, Tory would spend 22 years in some like nice.
Yeah.
They'd pay for him to go. Because obviously, you know, high profile. Wait, where's R. Kelly right now, though? I swear people been assaulting him on the wings and that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I've heard that.
I think also it depends on, like, what state you're in. Like, but, yeah, but I think, yeah. I suppose they still have a duty of care to you. Like, if you're high profile, you know you're going to get attacked by a load of people.
Yeah.
So, like, for your own protection, they can't put you somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you haven't been given a death sentence, they can't then give you a death sentence by putting you in a certain place, but...
Yeah, I don't think Tory has a set of, like, what his side of the story is, because what I'm reading is just, they haven't really heard from Tory.
Yeah, what I heard in the song was, like, I can't remember, he said something like, how am I shooting your foot, but it missed no, like, bones or ligaments or something like that, or, like, touched none of them, but...
Well, now you
I mean, I wouldn't be. That's not the thing I'd be questioning if I was him. I'd be questioning why you've accused me of something if I hadn't done it. But
yeah, why? Yeah, yeah. not saying I shot you, but I didn't hit you in the ligament, yeah. So it's all right. Yeah.
And even if he did shoot her, like, if so, it's all alleged. But say, for instance, he shot her now, yeah, and they like find him guilty for it. He's basically bragged about like how good he was shooting that he missed all those.
Yeah, if I was gonna shoot you, I'd make sure that yeah.
That's why I was like, I don't understand how you can support that album. Because say for instance, now he's found guilty, like all the evidence is like proven, and next thing you know, he comes and admits he's done it. Yeah, you've now made yourself look like a dickhead for supporting him, because now his whole album has a completely different meaning. Like you've argued like it's his defense, but then if he now comes out and says, "Oh yeah, I was guilty," he's basically just bragged about being. Do you know what I mean? The album takes a different turn.
I think a lot of people probably would have listened to it out of curiosity rather than actually supporting him. Because they wouldn't have wanted to know like the... So, certain people obviously...
But the thing is, yeah, we listened to it. We didn't listen to it, but we still...
Heard anyway, you know what I mean? Yeah, but... That's
you knew that's what was going to happen. Like, I think if you sat down and listened to... I don't even know how many tracks are on it. Let me check. Yeah.
Put up, but I'm sure he made his money off that. I'm guessing at least 15 tracks on that one.
Yeah. If not more.
Automation. Make sure we got that streaming service in, but
obviously it's innocent and proven guilty. But I mean,
I think that guy, is guilty regardless of if he goes prison or not.
I don't even know what the album is. Oh, Daystar on it. He's released another album this year. Christ,
Jesus. He's released a couple, because he released 17
songs. So
he released that one after Quarantine Radio, like around that time. Which is fair enough, because obviously you want to make money off what you've been, like the
club. I have no problem with you making money off like what you've done.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous. But he's
apparently released another song called Automatic. 9th of October, so when was that?
Friday? 9th of October, he released a song again. Called Automatic. So yesterday, day before? Yeah, 2 days ago.
I don't know if it's his song. I think he's featuring on it, to be honest, actually.
Oh,
I don't know.
But
either way, like, why?
I think, to be honest, obviously next time we probably... get in here, we'll probably know if he's been charged or what the situation is.
I think I just see somewhere it was like, isn't it next month? I don't even know what it is. I mean, I'm not trying to talk about Tory anymore.
Every single other week, but it is kind of...
Next time I want to know is if he's been charged or if he's not. I mean, like,
But obviously moving on to another scandal, Lani and Tion Wayne. Allegedly, Tion Wayne, we got a watch from her, something like that, like a watch she was like, in the back or something like that. And then she's... voice noting him saying she wants a baby of him and that.
Yeah, mad.
But I've got no idea who to believe on that one either, to be honest.
I mean, I doubt he's changed her voice. I mean, she admitted, she was like, I did send that, but I was in love. So
yeah, the thing is with Tion Wayne though, like he raps about doing like fraud, doing madnesses. He went prison as well.
But he did also say in like his thing, like he was a different person back then. So you can't.
I mean.
But I'm just baffled as to why she's saying it now.
Like, he still did it, whatever he's done. Like,
yeah, I don't think...
But...
To be fair, I feel like... What does he have to lose to admit his shit? Like, he could... Because he did say, like, oh, it wasn't... I can't remember how much the watch was. Like, an 8K watch or something? He was like, oh, you think you financed... I financed the watch on your terms without you knowing it. I mean, 8K is pretty big, yeah. If I don't have that in my account, someone's going to flag that up. Do you know what I mean?
It's a lot of money.
So even if he did...
It might have been her savings. She's not young though, like she's like in her 30s. Yeah. So she's probably had that money from when she paid for him, but I don't know.
Yeah. But my thing, I don't know.
She, like.
I don't know.
It's a bit shameless.
I'd get someone finessing you, but if it was the other way around, what did Easy Mills say? She was like, oh, other way around, you'd be like, oh, it's a bit. I can't remember what Easy Mills said.
She's always kind of like being like about how.
I can't remember what she said.
With like, you see, when. We're attacking men, like what would it be if we were attacking women for the same thing?
I mean, you do need someone in that position that's always showing you the other side. Like,
if it was Tion Wayne got like violated by Lani, I feel like people would be like, oh, get your bag, sis. Yes. Like, do you know what I mean?
So, I mean,
like,
the 8K watch is mad,
but either way, it's not the right thing to do. But I don't really know why you'd release a music video on this, but.
I don't realise why you'd now break up. Because did you say it was like what? I don't know how many years ago.
So what happened with...
It was years ago.
With Lani, it was like... From what I know anyway, because I haven't really been followed. I never knew who she was before like about a month ago.
Yeah. I think I saw one episode of like Backchat or whatever.
I saw on a YouTube channel, and then she was talking about underage boys or something like that. Well, like she was doing some. Yeah. She always chills with younger people, innit?
That's what I was thinking. Because I was literally trying to find out when this happened, innit?
And then, like, she was reacting to people. She was like, you know that Rene girl, the one that was walking around London, like
try to fight off it, yeah.
Yeah. She was saying something about her and she apologized for it, and then people were still dragging her and she was like, I'm sitting on a bad boy piece of information. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing this was the bad boy piece of information. But yeah.
But that's not bad boy piece of information. It's your information.
That's your information. Yeah, it's not really.
You're not busting everybody out. I feel like she said the same thing about Azizi Mills, didn't it? She said, I'm trying to find it now, innit? But she's basically like to Azizi Mills. Oh wait, yeah, that's what she said. She said, oh, so ZZ, you piping up, yeah. Say no more. I'm just laughing because I know something you don't. I read that so badly.
I mean, Azizi Mills is probably like, she knows.
But even Azizi Mills came out, like, I saw her, I can't remember who she was doing an interview with, and someone was like, oh, do you know what the bad boy information is? And she was like, nah. And she was like, and the only thing that another female normally brings up is like, oh, who I've slept with. And she's like, I wouldn't care. That's not bad boy information.
Yeah, it's not really, yeah, it's not bad, yeah. It's
just, but every minute you're telling people your bad boy information, if your bad boy information is this,
that's your business, to be honest. Like, it's not really
that's our, not information on somebody else. Yeah,
it's not really for us to be talking to you about or even.
Oh yeah, this is what Azizi Mills said. She said, "You lot are gonna hate me even more. But if the roles were reversed and a man was pressuring a woman to have a baby, you lot would be hitting the roof. And if a man allegedly financed a watch for a woman, you lot would call it manipulation. Can we have the same energy?"
Slightly true, to be honest.
So, to be fair, that is true. Like, to be fair, I'm not being funny. Like, yeah, Tion Wayne. I don't take the wrong, even if he did, like, if he knew she wanted to have a baby with him, he was like, oh, I'm think about it if you get me a watch. I mean, that's bad.
That's bad, yeah.
But, I mean, that's just finesse, isn't it? Like,
but then ones as well, like, you're manipulating someone to kind of guess what you want, like.
I don't even know when this happened, yeah. When did this happen? If it was any more than 10 years,
a long time ago. It must have happened within, like.
It must be, if it wasn't a good 5 years ago, then.
Probably happened, like, at least 3-4 years ago now, because.
Yeah.
Flip, what I was going to say.
It can't be more. It better not be more than like. Oh yeah.
Nah, because there was voice notes on Instagram at this point. I don't know how long they've been on.
Yeah,
there, but it can't have been that long. But yeah.
But yeah, 3-4. Say for instance, it was 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Either way, I can't remember how old she is. She's definitely she's in her 30s, but I can't remember how far.
Tion Wayne's like, I think he's
like 20s.
Mid twenties now. Yeah. Late mid to late 20s, and she's.
Apparently,
he was like 21 when they.
That's what I'm saying.
So that obviously this is obviously happening.
I'm not saying that like excuses him, but. Also, if you're like, say for instance, what, she's 5 years older than him.
Yeah, if you're dealing with a 21-year-old when you're 27 years old.
Talking about you want to have his baby.
Yeah, yeah.
What 21-year-old wants to have your baby?
And you're buying him stuff, do you not? Like,
if someone at 21 was like, Luke, here's a Rolex watch, I'd be like, fair. I might know what I'm doing. I'm leaving you on, but do you feel able to say no?
If you're like your late 20s, I would be viewing you as the person that has more maturity in the situation.
She had more power. She had the money. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you should know what you're doing. You're 27, 28 years old.
That's why
you're
like,
telling me.
I'm not saying I don't feel bad for him. I'm a bit like, what do you want me to say?
Yeah, it's like, what do you want us to do with this information? Like,
do you think I'm going to counsel Tion? Like, do you think this was going to be a career ender for him?
He's not really going to suffer for this, let's be real. Like,
I literally don't care. I don't think in a nice way, I'm laughing more because I'm like...
This hasn't lasted long at all, to be honest. Yeah. Like, it's not even particularly that hot.
I mean, if she goes and makes a song...
She has made a song. Yeah, you've seen it, the music video. Watch it in your spare time. No way.
Is it this one?
It's...
Oh, is this a bad boy information one?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the one that she released about. Yeah.
Not dead anyways.
That was the one that she... released on
that
the
was Renee
of...
in it.
Hmm?
I think that was in the response to Renee one. But I mean, if she makes one about Tion, but then she's admitted said like those voice notes were her because she said I remember seeing somewhere she's like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I was mad in love with this guy, so yeah, I sent all that stuff.
So to be honest though, Tion Wayne didn't really deny it. To be honest,
neither of them have denied it. And she, really, to be fair, she's admitted. If he was denied, I'd believe her more because she's already admitted. Yeah, she can't deny it. So I've always and ever.
Basically,
but I'm not. Feeling sorry for her.
She basically just, he embarrassed her. He didn't really. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't need to release that voice note in it, but.
What I'm saying. He didn't actually clear up anything.
I don't really know, like. I don't understand where it came from, innit? Like, did you just wake up one morning and thought, nah, let me bust Tion today, because...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Do you remember when that girl was like, I can't remember, was it Heady One? No, who was it? Swarms, this thing, it was like, oh, Tion Wayne, I'll bust your head, and people were like, I'm convinced
that was her. That was 100% her. 100%. On Swarms' life. 100%.
To be honest, like... Even at that point, yeah, everyone was just laughing about that. Yeah, there was some girl out there for like Tion's head, mate. She wanted him.
That was
head locked off.
Who else could that be a part? Who's ever done this to plenty of women? Or is that? That is her. In my opinion, that, it probably even sounds like.
But her. I think that's why it's less surprising, isn't it? Because we already know there was a girl out there gunning for him.
I need to listen to that again. But that was her. I reckon if we cross referenced it, then it would be her. But nah, and you moving on, to be honest, because Stormzy and Chip situation anyway. I don't think Stormzy's gonna reply personally, but let's start with, you've seen the video of obviously Stormzy coming to
his yard, yeah.
His yard in a, yeah. what was
like the Urus or whatever, yeah, the Lambo.
Yeah.
Like the truck.
How
Lambo.
Can
Do you know how rude, that's disrespectful with the one, because why are you putting up my house to beat me in a whole Lambo?
Come, but the thing is, well, yeah, like he's come, if he did get into the house, into the apartment, because I think it was Chip's apartment where his family were at the time.
Yeah, like his apartment blocks.
But he wasn't there, and they were like banging on the door, like trying to get in or something. And then the police were called by neighbours and the family like themselves.
Management.
So, in that situation, what do you? You're in the you've turned up in a Lamborghini. Who else are they gonna think it is apart from you? Like who? How many people in this even country own that car?
Yeah.
Obviously.
And I mean, she's got like the Obviously, in the video, she's got the license plate on her video.
Exactly.
We obviously got it bled out.
I
so it wouldn't be hard to just be like, who the fuck owns this Lamborghini?
I don't actually think I read why they did it.
Yeah, neither.
Why he...
I was very confused in it. It came out bare late at night, innit? So I was bare.
It was... This happened in like July or June, and then they...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, why is it also waited this long? I remember them saying like...
Chip's bored, man. Like, he's just bored. He wants money and he wants to be relevant again. So
I don't want to be mean. Like, I don't care why Stormzy pulled up. I'm not even mean, I don't care about the beef that much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if Stormzy replies. Like, if I was Stormzy, like I said, if I was in this position,
drama,
I'm
not going to lie. I want
it's not my drama.
Drama.
Yeah.
I like
I'm unproblematic, so someone else's problems.
I want to watch chaos, and I don't think he'll reply, but I think...
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Obviously, Chip has got a lot, probably got a lot. Chip seems to have, whenever there's any kind of beef here, and he releases like some kind of track on them, he always has plenty of information that like, he's done his research. Like, reading up on,
and he's good at disses, isn't he? Like, he knows how to gain traction on it.
It doesn't translate into his actual music. That's the problem. Like, I rate him as an artist, but like lyrically and that, like he's bare talented. But in terms of actually, when he releases like an actual track, just like not calling like not like shooting at anyone, but just hit for him, like.
But I think I was like, saying that like, I feel like a lot of like musical artists have like. Not even expired, I don't know what you call it. They have like their period in time in it. Like,
yeah.
Chip had his, and then now.
But he went like US, and, well, not US, but he went like.
He was big at the time.
He started doing songs with like Chris Brown. And,
yeah, he did more like Trey songs, I think. Yeah. He was big. Like,
I don't think people really.
Like, a lot of people have their time. There's no one from really Chip's time that's translated over.
You know them ones where like. Through, like longevity. You see like a rapper, like they go kind of mainstream. It's quite hard to come back to being respected by what he, because he's tried to come back to, do you know what I'm saying, like not underground but like more for the streets, if you know what I mean, like than it is now commercial.
Yeah.
You see like AJ Tracy, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think, he's releasing an album in, I don't know when, soon.
Yeah.
So he did Secure the Bag 1, which is like what he originally started doing in terms of music, and then he's now going to do Secure the Bag 2. But I don't know if it's going to bang because he's been in the commercial world for so long now, so I don't know if he's lost his fans that were, do you know what I'm saying?
I'd say maybe.
I think that's probably Chip. Like, I don't really.
I'd say maybe, yeah. I feel like you limit your time in the industry if you go commercial, but I feel like to make the most money, you have to go commercial in it. Like, 100%. You can't sit on just your loyal supporters, you just hope, like, even a bit of both in it, like, there's something for them, but there's also something that makes me commercial, because that's where the money's going to come from.
Same with Stormzy as well. Like, I don't know if he could come back to doing.
Yeah.
What he was doing
before. Yeah, I doubt he could.
Because he's so big now.
But that's why I wouldn't even probably respond to the diss track, innit? Because I'm a bit like.
I don't know, you can't really turn up at someone's yard.
I mean, yeah, that's disrespectful.
With his family there. And
but I just probably wouldn't make it. The whole public don't need to know, innit? Like, Chips made it. I should apologise. But look, I came to do this.
Apologise?
Yeah. I mean, it depends why you did it. That's but I meant in private. I mean, Chip would probably expose it.
You'd expose it, exactly. Even if you didn't be like, yo, bro.
There's no reason for us to go back and forth, yeah. This ain't like... Do you see how he went back and forth with Wiley, yeah? If he was going to go back and forth, I feel like he would have done it by now.
Yeah,
with Wiley, he just went straight back to him.
When did that come out? Like, Thursday? Was it Thursday? And then Thursday, it's now Sunday and he's not replied.
I wouldn't have replied. I'm not being funny, not in a rude way. It's not even like I've got better things. Yeah, I've got better things to do. I'll just be like.
Even if he does reply now, it's too long, in my opinion. It's been too long.
Because people just look at him like, you had to reply, what, 4 days later?
Because the whole
thing.
You had
to think of something for 4 days.
Yeah,
to come
4 days
back.
When it should be like.
Everything should be like
24, 48 hours.
If
max.
That. Really. It should be back to back, and it's like, oh, you've done this.
I mean, Chip released 2 music videos within what, a day?
For this one?
Two videos.
Oh, I haven't.
Visuals as well as the track.
But that's the thing, like, if you started the beef, yeah, you say it's in a day, you don't know how long he's been. He could have been filming that since June.
True.
You don't know when he's.
Yeah, of course, but he's released 2. Yeah, that's true, actually. But he's at the petrol station again.
Yeah.
So definitely.
That was for. Was that with Youngin?
Yeah, that was a banger.
I mean, Youngin don't. I don't know what happened to Youngin since that time.
Now he went commercial too, but I don't blame people for doing that because
it's where you make like realistically. I feel like most people need to realize once you've like started getting a following, you only have a certain amount of time before you expire and someone else comes in. Do you know what I mean?
You see, even with D Block, Europe, like they released a 29 song album. Me and my boy were listening to it in the car on Friday.
Oh, they released another one.
Yeah, like on Friday. And we listened to it, but we ended up just talking, like obviously as you do.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, like we're at the end of the album,
yeah.
And I was like, every single song, it just sounded like background music.
Yeah.
This same song 29 times.
I mean, I've never been like, not even a rude, I've like, even when you lot went to see him in it, I was just in care. I saw someone say like, it's quantity, like quality over quantity, which is true. Like anyone can release like 100 songs, but is it like quality? Are people going to like
most
it?
Most artists don't, they have like, hundreds of songs
and
they just
cut
recorded
them, yeah.
There's
so many unreleased songs from so many artists,
but with D Block, it's just
I feel like whatever they make, they put out.
I think they know that their time might be coming towards, as you said, like their
you only have a certain amount, like
they were like 1 or 2 years in like what, between like 2017 2019 probably. Over a year or two period, yeah. Where they were like, every song they released, everyone was fucking with it. Like, a lot of people anyway.
Yeah.
And then now, it's got to the point where it's just, even when they did that, they did like a 28, PTSD was a 28 song album.
Yeah.
And I was like, I did fuck with a lot of the songs on there, but then it was just too much.
Yeah, people have a short attention span, yeah. That's why people don't normally put out, well, like Tory Lane's 17 songs, that's too much. Yeah.
I like 10 to 12 songs, but
I want to get to the end of the album, but like, I wish you did more.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, that's good. Like, I wish you did more. Like, I'm glad you didn't, but I wish you did.
You know, like Jay Huss kind of thing where he releases something.
Yeah.
It's like, how many songs was on Big Conspiracy? But that was a good album, and then he leaves again, and then it's cool. But
like you're wanting more, so that's why you're gonna listen. Like, and not being funny, I would say like doing what D Block does, like you leave too much out. Like, you've got to the point where people are like, I don't actually care if you do more now, because I've got. You've given such a massive body of work. They should have split into 2 albums if they were going to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Like, and leave it. There's 14 songs on that, but that was a good album. That was
I'm saying, like, he's figured out, like, oh, this is good. But, like,
yeah.
The last, like, because the last album, if you listen to it from start to finish, you want to get to the end and be like, cool, I wish there was another one. Like, oh, it's a bit.
You know what it says to me? Like, I think there's very few artists that can release. Okay, so from it's nearly the end of 2020 now.
Yeah.
Since, let me have a look. But they released Home Alone, which was like quite a lot, and they released PTSD, then released another one.
They've probably done like 70 track releases.
It's easily probably 100 songs in the last year, in the last year and a half or whatever. But that says to me, like, do you really care about your music? Do you care about
that?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, like, because if you're telling me all the songs are great, that you can't cut any of them, or like even split over albums, like, to be fair, like I said, they could have released all of those if they wanted to, but they could have just delayed it, do you know what I mean? But
they could have done it over years, if they wanted to, but they won't.
I mean, obviously, like, I get it's like they're unique, their own was like really doing that, so that gives them an extra like edge.
They have done that was 28 songs, they've done it in 3 albums, 4 albums or mixtapes, whatever you want to call it. 16, they've done about 100 songs,
which is too much. There's some artists out there that like. Well, I don't think.
You're Drake, maybe you've got that many in your catalogue.
Yeah, but Drake's got. Yeah, that's over albums over years.
But
then that's why Drake's probably have a longevity. Like, I don't know.
Well, other than that,
Jay-Z might have that a lot.
But how many people can you really say can do that and be still considered? Because for me, now it's just a case of like, There's so much music, I'm probably not really going to fuck with you anymore because I don't have time to listen to that much music, take it in properly, and hear what you're saying properly.
I'm not going to lie, when I saw it was like 28 tracks, I was like, nope.
I listened to it.
Because normally what I'll do is I'll find one song that I might not even listen to the album from the start to finish. So I might be like, oh, someone's like, oh, this is a really good song, listen to it. I'll listen to that. But then if I see this, like, how am I meant to pick from 28 songs if I was wrong and pick one random to listen to?
Now, I hear that. The only, like, with albums, like, for me, there's not that meant that Heady One released something recently that was cold as well. But Bryson Tiller, if you listen to the album.
No, I heard he just re-released.
It was 10 songs on that album. But it
I feel like Bryson Tiller left it a little too late. I'm not being funny, I'm a bit like,
almost got to the point of Bryson Tiller now that it's like, he's kind of not the, but I think he's releasing another album as well. Because I think he's probably run out of money from that Trap Soul.
But then that's when he should, like, that's when you're hot is when you're meant to release songs, isn't it? Like,
yeah, but at the same time, I'm a fan of people that don't release too much.
Yeah, but that's got to be your thing. There's, like, I think someone like Frank Ocean, when he releases things, people listen to it. Like, Rihanna hasn't released songs in time, but people actually want that.
Yeah, true.
I'm not going to lie, Bryson Tiller wasn't huge when he did that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
he became huge off it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Didn't do anything. Yeah, then didn't do anything.
I get Frank Ocean did it, but I was like, you can't compare yourself to like Frank Ocean or someone like that. That's
Frank Ocean was cold. But big him up. You know what? I respect people that they do their music and they just go.
Yeah, but that, but like, you got to remember, like, the music Frank Ocean was doing wasn't like to be your poppy music. Like, Bryson Tiller's not pop, but like, it's really good music, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, he was following a trend at the time that was really good. Like,
yeah.
He had to like consistently carry on. Like, Frank Ocean's is pretty more calm, mellow. Someone like Jhené Aiko doesn't have to release music consistently. Because when she releases something, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to move for this.
Yeah, I hear that.
Bryson Tiller's songs weren't like the long ones. That, like, I'll still listen to some of like Frank Ocean's songs, like Jhené Aiko's old songs. But I'm not gonna, like, when Don't comes on my like thing, I'm just like, next.
Swear. I don't really. Nah, I still listen to Trap Soul. That's a big album for me. I like that.
I like him. I like the songs. That's don't the get only me wrong, album. But like, sometimes I'm like, I've got to be in the mood for it now.
That's the only album I like from him. Because the latest one, the one before that, I can't remember what it's called now, but that was released in like 2017, I think. And that was. It's just if you know the ones where it kind of feels like. The songs are, they just kind of throw them out there just to get something. Like, right, that's what I feel with DB. Like, it just feels like they.
Yeah. They don't want to come out of the limelight. But that's my thing. If you're going to do that, just release one track and then people are like, oh, that's a sick track. Don't really. Like, the fact that you've gone into a studio and recorded 28 songs. Because if they've narrowed it down to that, that means they've done a lot of songs that can't be of quality. Because you can't get 28 perfect fucking songs.
No way.
Every time you go in there.
Not all in one album. Anyway. Yeah. That's just ridiculous for me personally. But
I get that's their style, innit? Like, that's your style because you wanna, like, if you wanna release 28 songs, then cool. But you can't expect people to constantly keep following you. Like I said, you've got to leave them wanting more. If there's nothing, if you're not like, you're leaving everything on the table. Like, everyone knows all the songs. That's not gonna. That's, and the thing is, that their songs aren't lasting. Time. That's why they're constantly releasing, because they're not lasting time yet. If I release 28 tracks, I'm expecting that to cover me a good couple of years.
I'm not going to listen to it again, to be honest, because for me personally, it was not great. I was in a car listening to it, and I ended up just forgetting what I was listening to. Because you know them ones, it's background music, you just, whatever, cool. So I think artists, you know what it is though as well, like, sometimes I guess, I've seen it as well, respect, like, I guess, what they want to do. So, I guess
that's it's 100% up to them. Yeah, that's what I said.
Like, fair enough. But
then you can't be then surprised. Like I said, you've got to play the music industry. There's a blueprint you need to follow. I always say, like, Jay-Z is probably the best person to follow the blueprint. Like, look at everyone under Jay-Z. They've got longevity over time. Like, everyone that came up with, like, Rihanna was still not around. People that came up with, like, Beyonce, I guess she wasn't under Jay-Z, but, like, she still followed that blueprint. Yeah. She's had, like, longevity over, like, many people's careers. Like,
what would you say the blueprint for from Jay-Z was?
Like, 100% diversification. Like, no one in Jay-Z's team, like, even Kanye, who started hanging around Jay-Z, came up with, like, all his own clothing line. Rihanna's come up with her clothing line and her other stuff. Like, he's realised that you're only going to make so much money off music. Like, even he's realised it himself. Like, he's still got his great albums that people listen to. I reckon if he released an album now, people would be like, okay.
Because he knows, as you said, he knows that, like, he's older now, isn't it?
Yeah. Even at the time, like, even someone like P. Diddy, like, those people at his, like, in those times when Jay-Z was coming up, they all realised, like, let's diversify, because there's only so long. That's why I said you've got, like, a time, you've got an expiry date in music. Like, I guess Beyonce, has she? I don't know, she's a bit different. I suppose her blueprints are different. I mean, she did diversify and do like commercials and like released her own products and stuff. Oh, she's got her own Clever actually.
But I see what you mean. What's
you got to have multiple sources of income. Like, if you've got one income and that's your music, and then you stop making music. Like, that's D-Block Europe should have diversified into something else.
Who would you say in the UK then?
I don't think anyone in the UK is
now. Who's diversified?
No one. That's why I've said, like, the UK music industry, like, you always look at America and be like, oh, they're making so much money. They're not making it just off their music.
Yeah, doing it for
Jay-Z's money is not coming from his music now. He's got his own stream and stuff, and he's getting all these other stuff. So you can't then get mad and be like, oh, you UK people don't support us how the Americans do.
You just think the first person to do it from this country, in like, the black...
Who's done it recently?
From black music artists. Not because obviously you got, like...
You're going to skid up if I say it.
Go on.
The only people that I could think of first to the Spice Girls, and they're not even fucking around.
No. Not them, because like I don't.
But I'm saying no one here. I can't tell you. Stormzy hasn't done it.
Because like no, but he's like what 25, 26. To give him a chance.
Nah, fuck that. You should do it from off the bat. Look at Nicki Minaj. As soon as she came in the game, like Young Money, Cash Money had their own thing.
Yeah, I hear that, but
off the bat.
I don't know. Nah, you know what?
You said 26. That's pretty old. Like Rihanna's like what? She's like 30 or something?
No, because Jay-Z didn't come up to 26, 27 himself. Didn't release his first proper, like...
Yeah, but that's when he came up. Stormzy's up, yeah?
True.
Once you're up, yeah, you've got to stay up. You should have diversified by now. He might have shares and other things.
There's definitely still time, but I know what you mean, like, maybe set up. But the thing is, we do have kind of that situation where I know they're not artists themselves, but I mean, obviously there's, like, GRM Daily, there's Link Up TV... Jumps. They're kind of setting up their own music.
Yeah, but that's not an artist.
I know that's not an
They're
artist.
They're not going to make
like
money. The artist
that is a kind of an example of how someone has used the music scene to make something else.
Yeah, but then that's not the blueprint.
J-Hus has released has made his own clothing.
Okay, yeah. J-Hus is probably the only one.
I wouldn't really say that's.
I mean, it's sold out though, so
it might not be successful now, but obviously these things take time.
Yeah,
I think Stormzy should definitely try doing something. Though,
your like, argument, J-Hus is probably younger than Stormzy. Huh? If you want to make money, you can't just stick with one stream. Because say for instance, something happens like Tory Lane, yeah, you cancel him off. You don't know what other things he's got. Like he might have money in Uber. You're not really locking off his whole finances. Like Jay-Z's got say for instance, you cancel everything Jay-Z did. Yeah, he's got so much money in other like companies.
Yeah, true.
That you'd have to know all his like investments to cancel him fully, and affect his pay. Like you can cancel Jay-Z's music. It's not affecting. It's just like cool. But I'm getting money from Uber here. I'm getting money from Tidal here. I'm getting money from so many different places that you don't even know I've put my money in.
What's his record label?
Roc Nation.
He's making money from that.
That's what I'm saying. Anyone, most people that come under Jay-Z, like Meg Thee Stallion's under Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You think she's not going to diversify pretty soon?
100%. Like, but
she's going to find some. Like, if not, she said she was already setting up her own like care home. Because you know she did like nursing. She's like, oh, that's what my grand did, and like. He already said, like, he's clearly gone in and, like, this is a blueprint. If you want to be successful, you might make music, that's all you want to do. But second that dries out,
you got to think, like, what is going to make money long term.
You don't want to be like those people that are, like, just being presenters on the reality TV shows because they've got nothing else to do. Like,
nah, yeah, it's true.
You know, there's a point where you're looking desperate for money. Like, yeah, you're still making loads of money. You might not be desperate, but.
Nah, Stormzy's a clever guy, man. I think he will definitely diversify into other things. As he gets.
Yeah, he probably has.
As he goes towards. Because he's obviously done the thing with the Cambridge.
Yeah,
but I think in terms of business, he will set up something like, whether that be to help other musicians or to just make more money. I don't know what he'll do, but there will definitely be, because I feel like this is like the first generation of rappers, or from music artists from the UK that have made it onto charts and made not first, because obviously you've got Dizzy Rascal and all them. This is like really like this is like now to the point.
But this is when the scene's developed to the point where they've got
it's like almost
they were like the developers.
So like this is like, I feel like it's at a point now where you're gonna see people when they get towards like 30, so like Stormzy, Dave, whoever it may be, like when they get towards the later 20s, they stop making so much music. I think then it will become a case of they will start investing in things.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the point where it only comes to investing. But you're not leaving a legacy.
I don't know how, but I'm sure they will. Like, they've got.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. J-Hus is like, he's thought about it as like the legacy I'm going to leave. Because he's probably got similar funds. Yeah. He can still invest in anyone's company he wants to. But you're not going to remember J-Hus as a person. Like, to make money, you've got to stay in the limelight, right?
So
if you don't remember you because you haven't diversified and got something of your own brand, look at like Jordan. Like he's got his own shoe brand. Like, name another person from his time that diversified that far.
But he wouldn't, you know.
But he set himself up from the beginning. Like, cool, I need to. Like the Ball Brothers when the dad was like, oh, I want to make a legacy for you lot. And he was trying to understand that. I get his point because, like, You don't want to wear someone else's shoe. You would rather people know who you are.
You know what it is, but look that's at where them money now. Stays. Look at them now. I just even now, like, they haven't even come to the end of their career, but they're not even. I'm not saying Lonzo Ball. I'm not a big NBA fan or basketball follower, but he's not that good yet. But because of what his dad did for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Had he not had his dad, he would just be like the rest of the people on his team when you'd be like,
exactly.
I know them, but once he stops playing sports, his dad's like, although we said like his dad might have hindered the like his younger brother's chances to some extent, he hasn't really hindered it. But like, either way, they've got money in some way. They've got their own like what reality TV shows, stuff like that. Like stuff people might think is tacky, but you'd be like, cool, let's make money.
No, though, like,
look at the Kardashians. Like, what talent do they have? But they diversified and found what people like. Yeah. They kept following them.
Obviously, they are very talented players. Like Lonzo Ball was what number two pick in the draft when he came through. Lonzo Ball.
Yeah.
So like, obviously, now I'm not taking away. I'm not a big fan, so I can't talk too much about. Yeah. Oh, he wasn't good at this, but it's quite clear that he's not going to be one of the big players in the.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
But you only like even then, sports easier to understand. You only have a certain amount of time before you've passed your best. Like music industry is a bit different because obviously at any age you can release good music. You might just not have the following. But there's only so long you can play football for. There's only so long you can play basketball for. And look,
but them they'll do well. Like LaMelo Ball's about to go into the draft now.
Yeah.
In the next one, and he will be drafted like first or second. He's probably the most talented out of the three. And as you said, what the way that their dad has set them up.
Yeah.
They
might not know it now, but like when they look back, they're like, "Shit, if we hadn't done that." Yeah. When they come to the end of their career and they look at the people that they started with that are like trying to take commentator's jobs just to make money.
When he's
like, "Oh, I might have a side hustle to make money. If I want to take this job, I can take it." That's the position you want to be in. Like, you can decide whether you want to take something. Not.
I think the triple B brand. I think right now they don't want to go with it, but I think. Yeah. I think as they get a bit older, as you said, they'll be like, "Oh, let me."
If anything, that'll be their downfall for not going with it.
Because it could be very if LaMelo Ball and Lonzo Ball, because I don't know about the middle one, I don't know if he's gonna make it. But if they become successful within what they're in within the NBA, and then really push that brand, by the time they finish, as you said, with Michael Jordan, I'm not saying it will ever get to the heights of the Jordan, but it could be a very reputable.
You still say that argue Jordan's only gonna have a certain amount of time. We know who he is, but say for instance, our kids might be like
Jordan's established.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're established now, but like. Our kids might be like, oh no, they're not the nice shoes. They might want to buy the people that they know that.
The Ball Brothers.
We see Jordan as an icon now, but the Ball Brothers might be an icon to our kids. They might be like, oh, why
it depends how good they are in it, but like, obviously, if the Melo Ball turns out to be the next like big. Not, I'm not saying anyone's ever going to get close to LeBron James, Jordan, kind of thing, but even if he becomes a very good player and starts releasing and the branding that their parent has done.
Yeah,
as you said, like it could potentially.
I feel like that's just a well-known fact. I feel like they don't want to do it. I don't know why they don't want to do it, but like even people like just our level where we haven't got loads of money, we was like we want multiple sources of income.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's the only way you can make money. Like if you speak to any rich person, they're like, oh yeah, I just had one source of income. They found different ways to invest their money.
Yeah, 100%.
Like it's not only an investment; it's investing. I suppose it is like investing in yourself, but you just got to find alternatives of making money.
And I think
a lot of the British artists. Like they might, to be fair, they might have set themselves up so well that they've got like money and other things.
I'm sure a lot of them have done like property, investing in businesses and that kind of thing. So I'm sure they'll be good anyway.
Yeah, they'll be good. But like, I think when it comes to a time, like, I feel like Jay Huss is probably thinking like, oh, I don't want to just die out straight away like that. Like, they know my music and they might know me as a legend.
Yeah.
Like, think about how many people in our parents' times that like, they're like, oh, you don't know who this person is. This is a great singer. Like,
But you don't know.
They still probably making money. They're still living comfortably. Like it's up to it depends what you want, isn't it? Like
only like what one or two of them can pretty much do what you're talking about.
Like, true. The majority of them. But you want to be like if you haven't attempted it, you're never gonna know if you were that person.
But you know what it is as well. Like they might not even be the best rapper or the best singer, but they might be the better businessman, and therefore
that's the thing.
Then we don't know if that's gonna.
There might be someone much better than Stormzy at the
time. It might be Deep. It could be them. They could be amazing.
I mean, I don't know. To be fair, I don't know what they would do. Like, I don't know what anyone in the UK would do.
They could.
Like, I feel like Americans are very good at like setting up their fashion brands.
They're serious on that stuff. They're very serious on like.
But yeah, sources. I think if you want to make money long term, you just got to look at the Jay-Z. I always call it the Jay-Z blueprint because like everyone I've seen under him, there's only a few people under him that he's just let like die off. But if anything, they're probably in his management side of it.
He obviously knows like who's gonna be.
Yeah.
What in terms of who he's got, and he's even like, got is it Jay-Z's brand that's got the sport athletes now as well.
Yeah, I saw that one. His Rock Nation
athletes as well. Like he's got a few. Yeah. He's got Lukaku signed to that. He's got.
That's what I think.
NFL players, NBA, I think as well.
I think that's a lot of the people that I realize like, oh, my career's coming to an end. How am I gonna make money?
Rock Nation, because they know that he can help them.
You just gotta look at someone successful. Like like Kevin Hart, he might not, he's done that. Like he's bro, he's funny, guy has, but he's got his own production company. He's got, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
that guy has done well. Yeah. Like
that's what I'm saying.
Movies, like, comedy.
Yeah.
As you said, and like all sorts of different things. Like that and guy the, is seriously.
The people we say are the most successful, the ones that put their finger in so many pies, that they're not only successful in their thing.
Yeah,
he's successful in his like movie side of it, like at the acting side of it.
Well, he's like,
he's always casted as the funny man, but he's technically a successful actor as well because he's in.
Yeah, definitely. He's
not only known for
one
thing.
How many blockbusters has that guy been in? Like,
yeah, like some of the time, like it's not even funny in it.
But
I'm like,
no, but like people like I think probably. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I find him funny myself.
Yeah,
like, he is sometimes funny, but it is a case as you said. Like there will be someone that finds it funny, and having him. Yeah. On the cover of a film,
yeah,
just makes you want to watch it just because you're like, oh, he's in that,
yeah, yeah,
and
that's
he's made that for himself.
He's got the draw factor. He's like Dwayne Johnson went from being a wrestler to an actor.
He's done well, like he's done well. Like, so that's a case. I think that's an interesting point in terms of like how can UK artists now do
in
that
the long term, yeah.
But then to be fair, you got you see like Dave did Top Boy, acting in that, so
yeah,
and what Kano and Ashley Waters started music as well. So there are
saying, like, they're starting to do it. I just think when they look at it, like if you want to be I've said they're equally as successful as the American artists, is that if they're arguing why they don't have the same amount of money, it's because they're not only making it from that. I think they've started to realise that making it from so many different things that if I want to do it, like Stormzy did like acting as well, like
I think they definitely like, the ones like I mean, Kano and Ashley Waters have done well in like what they've like Top Boy. They're good actors.
I know them more for their acting. Yeah.
They're good actors, but I think Dave definitely. For me personally, I'm not like an acting expert in it, but for me, he did the role well.
Yeah.
Like, for me, so there's definitely an avenue for him to.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
100%. So I think
you're not only good at one thing at life. So.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I think diversification in terms of what you're. Your business plan or your plan.
And that's just for like everyone, isn't it? Like,
is important. Like, you gotta have, as you said, more than one source of income to be.
People always say they need to have a side hustle.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you need that even if you're at the top of your game? Like, you still need a side hustle. If you're at the top, someone's always going to take you down. So if anything, you need it more than someone at the bottom.
That is true. It's true. But anyway, that's the On Record Podcast, episode 8. Hope you've enjoyed that. We'll be back soon for a new one. God bless.